news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 6.05, FM Talk 106.5. Hi, I'm Sean Sullivan from the hit podcast Mobile Mornings. Dr. Bill says hi today, around 60, right now 31. We'll get more from Doc in a second. Let's check the forecast with the roadways with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department to clear, but state troopers are on an accident at Moffitt at Glenwood. Also, have got another accident, Salco Road and Highway 43. Both of those without injuries. Make sure to go outside and hit that heater before you get in the car. Another chilly start on the way in this morning. It's the 23rd season of the Magic Christmas and Lights at Bellagrath Gardens and Home in Mobile, with new enhancements and music on the Great Lawn, featuring over 3 million Christmas lights and 15 scenes. Open nightly 5 to 9. See them at bellagrath.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be a little warmer, with temperatures in the upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and mild, with a few showers and highs around 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The Festool Roadshow truck is eastbound and down and coming to town to Gulf Coast Tools in Foley. Don't miss this one-day-only event from 8 till noon, Thursday morning, November 29th. Festool is an industry leader in quality power tools. Check out the showcase and demonstration of Festool's newest, most innovative tools. Pick up some cool swag, grab some delicious eats, and enter to win a big green egg. It's the Festool Roadshow, November 29th at Gulf Coast Tools in Foley. Festool precision unmatched.
Football in the South. Tailgate season at FM Talk 106.5's annual Ultimate Tailgate Showcase Extravaganza.
Is this Tommy English?
Yes, sir.
You are the winner of the Ultimate Tailgate Prize Package.
Oh, man, that's great. Thank you.
You have won $6,000 worth of goodies from the Cart Doctor, Old Time Feed, of course, Bailey's TV, Fairhope Brewing Company, and the Carrot Patch. Congratulations.
All right.
The Ultimate Tailgate Contest from FM Talk 106.5. Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. Save the Manatee Club has helped to protect imperiled manatees and their aquatic habitat for decades, but there's still more work to be done. Threats from cold weather, red tides, pollution, and boat collisions continue to take their toll on the manatee. So let's work together to safeguard the manatees and the places they call home. Be the friend they need. Visit SaveTheManatee.org. Thank you.
It's 6.09 FM Talk 106.5, and welcome. Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill and Kane. Kelly will be back with us soon. Yeah, 31, so freezing here at our studios, but the warming trend starts today. More detail on that coming up with Dr. Bill Williams at around 6:35. And blue lightning did not strike twice in the senatorial realm as you look across the border to Mississippi. And a lot of questions there on what was going to happen. Would there be a Doug Jones-like situation for Mississippi? And No, is the answer. In that GOP, then the runoff, GOP Senator Hyde Smith wins the go-ahead here. Here's this was, I guess, completed around 9:30 last night. They felt good about the votes. Republican U.S. Senator Cindy Hyde Smith has won a decisive victory in Mississippi in the runoff, a divisive race. In Tuesday's race, a story from our news partners at WKRG says in Tuesday's race, 59-year-old Hyde Smith defeated Democrat Mike Espy, the former agriculture secretary who hoped to become Mississippi's first African-American senator since Reconstruction. Win allows Hyde Smith to complete the final 2 years of Senator Thad Cochran's six-year term. Remember, she stepped in. It's really, I mean, it's a kind of, there were some comparables, a bit of an analog, not a full analog, to what happened here when Jeff Sessions took the job at the top of the DOJ. But in this case, Thad Cochran, who had been there for ever in Mississippi, retired back in April. Hyde Smith was appointed to temporarily succeed him. Remember kind of how we did this here. Remember, it was Luther Strange stepping in to succeed Jeff Sessions, and then you had the election. Okay, the win makes Hyde Smith the first woman elected to Congress from Mississippi. Runoff was rocked by a video showing her praise a supporter, saying she'd attend a public hanging if he invited her. She called it an exaggerated expression of regard. Comment made Mississippi's history of racist lynchings a runoff theme, only because, you know, the people that ran campaigns let it become that way. President Trump endorsed Hyde Smith, rallied for her after the comments became public. Now, Republicans will hold 53 of 100 Senate seats. Now, this goes back to a question you and I have talked about, Dalton. We've talked about with so many of the people come on the show with us. Maybe we'll even bring it up with Jeff Poore again this morning, coming up after 8 o'clock. Are the Republicans in a better place if they had to lose one of the houses, which they lost the House of Representatives, but if they had to lose one of the bodies of Congress, which one is better to lose?
Yeah, you'd think that keeping the Senate would be in their best interest if you had to choose one or the other, because it's kind of the final stop for so many of the bills. And also,
unfortunately, it is the final stop for a lot of bills.
And also with how staunchly liberals oppose President Trump and anything he tries to do, just having the Senate able to confirm different people that he needs in office, I'd say the Senate way more important than the House.
Although for a limited time, Republicans still in control of the House and Senate, and you have the lame duck session coming up. A lot of people saying not much will be done by the Republicans in the lame duck session, which is pretty surprising if you think that they had any kind of final pieces of business they wanted to get when they had had control of the White House, the House, and the Senate. We'll talk more about that coming up as well. We'll give you more details coming up in discussion with our conversation with Jeff Poore. He joins us around 8:05 this morning right here on Mobile Mornings. Check in with News 5 next.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG News 5. This morning, students returned to Robertsdale High School this morning after four classmates were injured in a bus crash Tuesday afternoon. The bus was stopped and letting students off at the intersection of Granite Boulevard and Highway 90 when a red SUV slammed into the back of the bus. Four students were rushed to the hospital for treatment. The driver of the SUV was airlifted to University Hospital in Mobile. His passenger was taken to South Baldwin Medical Center. A three-year-old is safe this morning after she wandered from her home and nearly crossed a busy road. Wearing a diaper, tank top, and boots in 44-degree weather, the child left the home on Kelly Avenue in Fort Walton Beach and walked about 700 yards toward Eglin Parkway. A worker at a Wendy's restaurant stopped her.
And I come on, come here. She ran to me and hugged me, was crying for a mom.
And volunteers will search this morning for a missing Flomaton woman. 74-year-old Eva McBride has been missing since Friday. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
This is FM Talk 106.5. Like what you're hearing? Well, there are thousands of other Gulf Coast listeners who like it too. Why not put us to work to make those local residents your customers? FM Talk 106.5 will reach them efficiently and effectively. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can design an advertising campaign that will increase your business, even in this rough economy. Give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 16, and let's discuss how FM Talk 106.5 will help boost your business.
Good morning. Quarter after six on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The College Football Playoff Committee released their newest rankings last night prior to this week's conference championship games. Alabama, Clemson, and Notre Dame remain unchanged in the top three. Georgia has moved into the number four slot after Michigan's blowout loss to Ohio State on Saturday. Oklahoma is at number five, just outside of the playoff eligible teams. Sooners knocked off West Virginia 59-56 last week, and the Ohio State Buckeyes sit sixth, heading into their Big Ten championship game matchup against Northwestern on Saturday. Last night, College Football Playoff Chairman Rob Mullins explained why Michigan is ranked ahead of Ohio State.
Well, obviously, we spent a lot of time on that one for sure, but when you look at it, Oklahoma's body of work is still impressive. I understand that the defensive deficiencies are there, and we talk about that, but they really have a historic offense, and what Kyler Murray and that offense is able to do scores enough points to win games, and at the end of the day, it's about results.
Apologies, he was talking about why Oklahoma is ranked ahead of Ohio State. The committee moved undefeated UCF up one spot to number eight. Previously mentioned Michigan, they fell to number seven after that 62-39 beatdown by Ohio State. Number nine, Florida broke into the top 10 after they beat Florida State, and LSU is down to number 10. The Tigers fell three spots after that 7-overtime 74-72 loss to Texas A&M. The Aggies jumped three spots to number 19, and there are three more SEC teams in the rankings this week, bringing the conference total to seven. Kentucky's number 15, Mississippi State checks in at number 18, and Missouri moved into the rankings at number 24. Well, the Tennessee Vols need to find a new offensive coordinator. Tyson Helton, who ran the offense this season and head coach Jeremy Pruitt's first year, has been hired as the new head coach at Western Kentucky. Helton previously spent two seasons with the Hilltoppers as the offensive coordinator under Jeff Brohm back in 2014 and 2015. Western Kentucky fired coach Mike Sanford on Sunday after the Hilltoppers finished the season with a 2-10 record in his second year as the coach. In NFL news, the Washington Redskins claimed former Alabama linebacker Reuben Foster off of waivers from the San Francisco 49ers on Tuesday. This came 3 days after he was arrested on a charge of misdemeanor domestic violence. Foster was subsequently placed on the commissioner's exempt list, meaning that he cannot practice or attend games, but he can be at the team facility on a, quote, reasonable basis for workouts, meetings, and other permitted non-football activities. The NFL says they'll continue to review the matter. 49ers selected Foster back in the first round of the 2017 draft. He was arrested in Tampa, Florida on Saturday night, less than 24 hours before the 49ers faced the Buccaneers. And congratulations from us to the Mobile Sports Authority and everyone involved in the Gulf Coast Challenge for winning the Sports Destination Management's 2018 Champions of Economic Impact in Sports Tourism Award.
Man, that's a lot to get on a trophy.
Yeah, quite the mouthful. The inaugural Gulf Coast Challenge was held back on September 22nd at Ladd Peebles Stadium, with Alabama A&M taking on Southern University. More than 23,000 people attended the game, and with plenty more people outside of the stadium to tailgate, the event reportedly brought in over $6.6 million. To the Mobile economy. So congrats again to the Mobile Sports Authority. 619 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports here on Mobile Mornings.
All right, 620, just about 12, 13 minutes away from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, a discussion of a warm-up coming. I know it's 31 now, but warm weather by the end of the week. He'll join us in just about 11 minutes now. It's coming up soon.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, Meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be a little warmer with temperatures in the upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and mild with a few showers and highs around 70 degrees. Visit meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 1065. The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, accident-free conditions continue as you're traveling over the Bayway, the Causeway. No delays so far this morning. A nice ride coming in from Airport, Spring Hill, and Dauphin at 65. No delays. Tillman's Corner and Theodore, a steady ride along Highway 90, westbound I-10 near Theodore Dawes Road. And again, northbound 65 to Saraland, a good ride in. It's Breakfast with Santa. Celebrate the magic of Christmas with Santa and his elves in the historic Crystal Ballroom at the Battle House Hotel in downtown Mobile. Enjoy a delicious breakfast buffet Saturday, December 8th and 15th. Call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 623 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Wednesday. And we'll check in with Dr. Bill here shortly. Heads up, you want to save some money here. Of course, you want to save money all the time, so that's silly. But how about this? It may be more imperative to save some money right now as you've got that stack of items on your Christmas list. Well, the folks at Lightstream are making that a lot easier because they're saving you money every month when you consolidate your high-interest credit card balances to a lower rate with Lightstream. All right, here's how it works. Lightstream offering credit card consolidation loans from 6.14% APR with auto pay. Compare that to the national average on credit card interest rates, 19%. And I would argue that most people are higher than that. You can get your loan from $5,000 to $100,000. You even get your money as soon as the day that you apply. Now, this application is 100% online, and there are no fees. Lightstream believes that people like y'all with good credit deserve a great interest rate. I mean, why have you worked so long in making sure you have good credit? Unless you take, I mean, there's like, hey, I got good credit. Look at my credit score. Well, that's all nice and good. But what about using it to put money back in your pocket? That's what Lightstream's doing. And y'all can save even more with an additional interest rate discount when you go online to Lightstream.com. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Sullivan, my last name. The website, Lightstream.com/Sullivan. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions restrictions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. All right, 31 now as we get rolling on a Wednesday. And yes, so there you go, Mississippi. It was, some people had a question there, what would happen? And I don't think it was particularly close, but yeah, people had this idea that it was going to be blue lightning striking twice, just like it did in Alabama with Doug Jones winning that special election, but not so much in Mississippi as Hyde Smith has won that Senate seat. She will finish out the term of Thad Cochran, so has a few more years there, and then she will run again, but at that point as the incumbent for that office. Also in national news, President Trump is testing the limits of his presidential authority and political muscle by threatening to slash all federal subsidies to General Motors because of the planned job cuts in the United States. Trump unloaded on Twitter yesterday, a day after GM announced it would shutter 5 plants and slash 14,000 jobs in North America. I think it's Canada, U.S., and I think it's mostly just Canada and U.S. Mm-hmm. I think there's some, many of the job cuts would affect the Midwest, the politically crucial region where the president promised a manufacturing rebirth. Yeah, remember that when he was campaigning, he was telling people in the Rust Belt, hey, don't sell your homes, don't move away, you know, you're going to be, we're going to be growing here.
Yeah, that was a big part of his win.
Yeah, I mean, those were the states. Those are the states that put him over the top. People always say, "Well, Alabama, Mississippi." Alabama would have voted for whatever Republican was up there. It was the Indianas, Pennsylvanias, Ohios, places like that that made the difference for President Trump.
A lot of the people that work in those plants or maybe part of unions that found themselves either out of work or looking down the looking into the future and seeing themselves going out of work.
That's right. And, you know, it is, you talk about the bailout that happened with GM, and somebody had texted me yesterday, you know, that bailout was more for the unions than anything. Yeah, to some degree, but the unions now say they're going to fight these cuts that are proposed by GM. So once again, now twice, I would say, President Trump is aligning himself with those folks that are union workers in those Rust Belt states. He tweeted yesterday, very disappointed General Motors and their CEO, Mary Barra, closing plants in Ohio, Michigan, and Maryland, nothing being closed in Mexico and China. And the administration now looking at cutting all subsidies, including those subsidies for electric cars, which, you know, brings up a bigger discussion. Maybe we can have this on the text line and after 8 o'clock this morning. You know, we get ourselves, I think we, the people, paint ourselves in a corner when we allow these different carve-outs and subsidies to be done. Yeah, I remember even during the Bush administration, friends and family members telling me what a great deal it was to be able to get this tax benefit. And they were buying golf carts. They're buying golf carts for using at hunting camps or riding around their neighborhood or whatever, and they were qualified as electric cars, okay? And then, you know, the market being the market, smartly enough, moved to increase production of certain kinds of golf carts to meet the demand that was brought on by these subsidies. And then you look at GM, same thing, $7,500 subsidy on buying electric cars. I told Joe yesterday, my wife and I have been talking about that Chevy Volt, which now I don't have to deal with because they're not making it anymore. But we've been talking seriously about getting another vehicle, electric vehicle, and look at the Chevy Volt for tax reasons and the fact that we're interested in new technology and new energy sources. But is it right to prefer one company or one technology over another? And does that put us in a position like we're in today, where you have the government having some reason to say something about how a public business operates? I think it's worth talking about, and we'll do it right here on FM Talk 106.5.
I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5 this morning. The man accused of firing shots into a car on Interstate 10, injuring his own daughter, will be in court this morning. A bond hearing is set for 39-year-old Robert Hooper. He faces 5 counts of attempted murder. The young girl's uncle spoke to News 5.
Don't typically happen to 9-year-olds like that, so she is still shaken up.
Spanish Fort police are looking for a man they say broke into cars over the weekend at the Eastern Shore Shopping Center and JCPenney. There's been a spike in car break-ins across Baldwin County over the last week. Break-ins have been reported in Orange Beach, Foley, Alberta, Daphne, and Fairhope. Republican Cindy Hyde-Smith made history Tuesday night. She is the first woman elected to the U.S. Senate from Mississippi. Hyde-Smith defeated her Democratic challenger Mike Espy despite controversy in the final weeks of the campaign over a comment her critics called racist. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
You're listening to the newest, boldest, freshest station in Mobile, FM Talk 106.5. Talk radio now in crystal clear digital FM stereo. 8 out of 10 radio users listen to FM. So an advertising campaign for your business on FM Talk 106.5 will reach the number of qualified adults it'll take to increase your business. Our listeners are paying attention to what we're saying, not just to song after song. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales, and I'd be happy to talk to you about how we can successfully advertise your business. This is a great economy, and by giving me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 15, we'll discuss how to promote your business efficiently and economically. Our listeners should be your customers. Let's talk about how to make that happen. The number again is 251-344-1065, extension 15. We're FM Talk 106.5. Let us go to work for you.
Nancy Pelosi is heading into House Democratic leadership elections today in an unusual position. She's running unopposed. The full House will vote on the party nominees for Speaker in January. Republican Cindy Hyde-Smith has won election to 2 more years as Mississippi Senator, defeating Democrat Mike Espy. Russian President Vladimir Putin is now accusing Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko of orchestrating a naval provocation, as he called it this morning, in the Black Sea to boost his popularity ratings. The Russians seized 3 Ukrainian ships and their crews at sea. In Kiev, correspondent Nick Payton Walls tells us Ukrainians are waiting for the U.S. to say or do something.
We're seeing the sense of, I think, concern here in Ukraine mount as the White House, or its leader certainly, doesn't step forward with a very angry denial against Russia. We've heard sort of greater criticism from his cabinet members.
Stock futures picking up more gains this morning as pre-market trading continues yesterday's Wall Street upswing. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Promises from nations around the world to reduce greenhouse gas emissions fall far short of what is necessary to avoid catastrophic climate change, according to a new UN report that urges more ambitious commitments to curb global warming. The UN assessment suggests current commitments put global temperatures on pace to rise 3 degrees Celsius by 2100. That is nearly double what many scientists say is the most the world can handle without destruction of entire ecosystems and a rise in sea level that would flood many major cities and some entire countries. Crude oil, trading at $51.48 a barrel this morning, pushed up by a North Sea production outage and expectations OPEC will next week decide to implement some form of supply cut to counter an emerging glut. The Buzzard oil field, which pumps about 150,000 barrels per day, has closed temporarily after the discovery of a pipe erosion. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Your help and donations are needed this holiday season to help the Salvation Army help others. Volunteers are needed to ring bells at Mobile and Baldwin County Red Kettle locations. Communities, school, civic, and church groups are urged to staff a kettle location for a day or more. To volunteer, contact Jeannie Baker at 266-8966. Donations help make possible Christmas Day meals and the overnight emergency shelter.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
I got a note there, too, about the ringing the bells there for Salvation Army. That's coming up in just a second. First, though, I want to say good morning to staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Hey, Doc.
Hey, good morning, Sean.
Good morning. Freezing morning again. Now, today, 31 at our studios. So, you got, two mornings in a row of freezing temps.
That's right. We sure have. And we've got some reports of temperatures in the 20s this morning. And of course, Mount Vernon's at 25 this morning.
Icebox.
And most of the area, though, is all around the 30, 32-degree mark. And that's going to be the last of this cool wave that we've faced the last few days. It's going to start to warm up rapidly today and tomorrow. And at this time of the year, usually when it warms up, that means there's rain in the forecast. And we do have that, especially for Friday into Saturday. Now, today, look for sunny skies, a little bit warmer. We only had a high 53 yesterday, and we should get up around 58 today with just a light wind out of the east, but becoming south. Tonight, not as cold. Mostly clear. We'll be in the upper 40s, 48 degrees tomorrow morning. And then for Thursday, a mostly cloudy day, more moisture in the air, slight chance that we could see a shower develop in the afternoon. And it looks like tomorrow we'll be up around 70 degrees.
Wow.
And then Friday, mostly cloudy, a few scattered showers around, and certainly humid, up to 75 degrees on Friday. And looks like numerous showers for Friday night, possibly a thunderstorm or two. Don't expect any severe weather at this time. But we've got a very good chance for showers, possibly a thunderstorm on Saturday. And sunshine here and there, but again, the upper 70s, so 78 degrees for Saturday. Now, a weak cold front, more like a drier front, will kind of move through for Saturday evening. And so Sunday will be partly cloudy, a chance of a few scattered showers, and still mild, about 75.
All right, Dr. Bill. So the rain coming in, I have asked you this a couple times, just want to triple down on this. Any severe weather associated with this front passage?
Right now, we don't expect it. We might see a few thunderstorms, but nothing in the severe category at this time.
All right, good news. We'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
All right, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with our forecast 24/7 here at FM Talk 106.5, and the man that's had his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long, which is now over, which is good news, but that doesn't mean there can't be tropical activity. There just isn't right now.
Yeah.
And by definition, the season is over.
And I guess we could get him to comment on some of the winter storms, since they just, you know, they always have to name something.
Are you baiting me into something?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, they need to name something. So we go from hurricane season, which they thought that was over 2 months ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Weather Channel.
Yeah.
And but now that there's some winter storms, have to name those. And I was just thinking, you know, even though most of those don't affect our area, I still like to hear Dr. Bill talk about named storms. So if we can get his comment on some of these winter storms as they move through the northern part of the U.S., that'd be great.
You know what'll happen? You know the look when somebody asks Coach Saban a stupid question at a press conference?
I do.
That's what you'll get from Dr. Bill if you ask him about what we're talking about. And I would give, you know, Weather Channel credit. They actually, coming to tropical weather coverage, they do a good job. My beef is that hurricane names have been part of the pattern because of what's done by the National Hurricane Center and the folks at NOAA.
Mm-hmm.
The naming of winter storms is a branding thing done by the Weather Channel. Maybe it's genius because it has us talking about them, has people, instead of just saying, hey, here's this blizzard, they can say this is Winter Storm Athena coming through and brand it that way. So it's better for promos and all that stuff. Might be smart of them. It just seems to wear me out when they decide they're going to start naming things. So why can't we name them other things?
Yeah, we should be allowed to name whatever we want.
All right, very good. Hey, and I mentioned that, number one, obviously helping out charities this time of year. Yesterday, of course, was Giving Tuesday. Doesn't matter. All Christmas season long, you want to get the true spirit of the holidays. Yes, you got to take care of your children and your loved ones with gifts, but, I mean, it's Christmas, y'all, and I don't care what church you go to. The idea of giving to others and those in need is a real deal this time of year and year-round, but this time of year brings it to light for a lot of people. And mentioned Salvation Army, bell ringing. I'm going to ask you to help out the Salvation Army and help out us help out my son's Cub Scout troop very, very soon. He's working on his citizenship belt loop. He's got one last qualifier to do there. He is part of his service hours. We're ringing the bell the Saturday the 15th. Okay. I don't know exactly where yet, but I will publicize that. We'll be out there ringing the bell, collecting money for Salvation Army, so we will invite as many of y'all as possible to come make it rain and make that boy ring that bell out there.
That's awesome. I rang the bell back in high school once or twice, but I can't remember. Do they only give you the one bell? Or are you going to give your boy a couple so he can get both hands going?
You know my son. He would like the two bells and then some on his shoes and anything to make a lot of noise. All right, 640 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check traffic next.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
Good morning to the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. We've had a few accidents now moved down the roadway. Steady start across the Bayway and the Causeway. So far for traffic, Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Highway 90 looks like it's a good ride. Halls Mill, Range Line, no delays out towards Theodore Dawes Road. From Airport, Dolphin, and Moffitt and 65, it's a good ride in so far this morning. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco. They offer the Spring Hill Advantage. Your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less with no cost. Two-year, 25,000-mile maintenance. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form. Present a valid Social Security number and will be issued an IRS form 1099 for the fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 106.5 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 106.5 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile.
The Environmental Studies Center is a natural sciences education facility which provides unique learning experiences to learn about our natural environment. The center offers nature trails through pine and bay forests, swamps, a 20-acre lake, and a beautiful carnivorous plant bog. There's also a wildlife rehab program for the care and release of injured and orphaned native wildlife, many on exhibit. ESC is open 8 to 4 Monday through Friday, Gerby Road next to Burns Middle School.
All right, 642 FM Talk 106.5. That was a kind offer from the phone lines of a cowbell, Mississippi State cowbell, to let my son have as he's ringing the bell with the other Cub Scouts from his den, ringing the bell there for the Salvation Army. I don't know the location yet, but I will let y'all know. And I believe me, I think the Cub Scouts they're excited about making noise. Now, hopefully in that process, we can teach them about charity and citizenship and all those kind of things, but really what will get them fired up is we get to ring bells as loudly as we can. Okay. All right. Mentioned this story yesterday in the midday show, but it's a story you're going to hear somewhere probably at the water cooler today. And it sounds like, well, guys, we are on the outs. I suggested maybe I'm going to look for the studs in the walls in my bedroom and hang a hammock up, one of those Enos or maybe a big Gilligan's Island hammock, because, well, the studies are out and women sleep better when they sleep with a dog.
Mm.
And not a person. Yeah, women sleep better, according to the study, sharing the bed with a dog than they do when they share it with another person. Researchers found that women who shared their beds with dogs went to bed earlier, kept a better sleep schedule, and got disturbed and woken up less often during the night.
Really?
It depends on the dogs, huh? Although a lot of dogs, if they're smart, will stay still in a bed because they go, you know, if I start goofing off, I get put out of bed. So they stay very still. By the way, too, they say cats, not good for sleeping.
No.
We didn't need research to do that. They wake up when you go to sleep and they try to attack you all night.
Yeah, they actually don't sleep. They sit there by your head staring at you the entire night.
Have you ever done that? You've woken up and seen one just staring at you? So it studies out. Ladies, you sleep better with the dog in the bed. Your boyfriends and husbands and cats, we're all stuck out on the couch. All right, 645 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with News 5 next.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG News 5 this morning. Students returned to Robertsdale High School this morning after four classmates were injured in a bus crash Tuesday afternoon. The bus was stopped and letting students off at the intersection of Granite Boulevard and Highway 90 when a red SUV slammed into the back of the bus. Four students were rushed to the hospital for treatment. The driver of the SUV was airlifted to University Hospital in Mobile. His passenger was taken to South Baldwin Medical Center. A three-year-old is safe this morning after she wandered from her home and nearly crossed a busy road. Wearing a diaper, tank top, and boots in 44-degree weather, the child left the home on Kelly Avenue in Fort Walton Beach and walked about 700 yards toward Eglin Parkway. A worker at a Wendy's restaurant stopped her.
And I like this. Come on, come here. She ran to me and hugged me, was crying for her mom.
And volunteers will search this morning for a missing Flomaton woman. 74-year-old Eva McBride has been missing since Friday. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Feel like you can't afford to sell your home? Jason Will's Buyer Premium Listing Program cuts the commission rate in half. That's a total fee of just 3%. Call me, Jason Will, with JWRE at 333-4700. That's 333-4700 or online at jasonwillsellit.com.
Welcome to Professional Collision.
Hi, I need help. I was driving my dad's car and then this other car came out of nowhere and...
That's a pretty big dent there.
Can you fix it before he gets back in town?
Sure, but how are you going to pay for it?
My dad's credit card?
Okay, young lady, we got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
Good morning, 647 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The College Football Playoff Committee released their newest rankings last night prior to this week's conference championship games. Alabama, Clemson, and Notre Dame remain unchanged in the top three. Georgia has moved into the number 4 slot after Michigan's blowout loss to Ohio State on Saturday. Oklahoma is at number 5, just outside of the playoff eligible teams. The Sooners knocked off West Virginia 59-56 last week, and the Ohio State Buckeyes sit 6th heading into their Big Ten championship game matchup against Northwestern on Saturday. College Football Playoff Chairman Rob Mullins yesterday explained why Oklahoma is ranked ahead of Ohio State.
Well, obviously we spent a lot of time on that one for sure, but when you look at it, Oklahoma's body of work is still impressive. I understand that the defensive deficiencies are there, and we talk about that, but they really have a historic offense, and what Kyler Murray and that offense is able to do scores enough points to win games, and at the end of the day, it's about results.
Michigan fell to number 7 after suffering that 62-39 beatdown by Ohio State. The committee moved undefeated UCF up one spot to number 8. Number 9 Florida broke into the top 10 after beating Florida State. LSU is down to number 10 after the Tigers fell 3 spots.
after the 7 overtime 74-72 loss to Texas A&M. That win actually jumped the Aggies up 3 spots to number 19, and there are 3 more SEC teams in the rankings this week, bringing the conference total to 7. Kentucky's number 15, Mississippi State checks in at number 18, and Missouri moved into the rankings at number 24. The Tennessee Volunteers need to find a new offensive coordinator. Tyson Helton, who ran the offense this season and head coach Jeremy Pruitt's first year, has been hired as the new head coach at Western Kentucky. Helton previously spent 2 seasons with the Hilltoppers as the offensive coordinator under Jeff Brohm back in 2014 and 2015. Western Kentucky fired coach Mike Sanford on Sunday after the Hilltoppers finished the season with a 2-10 record in his second year as the coach. In NFL news, the Washington Redskins claimed former Alabama linebacker Reuben Foster off waivers from the San Francisco 49ers 3 days after he was arrested on a charge of misdemeanor domestic violence. Foster was subsequently placed on the commissioner's exempt list, meaning that he cannot practice or attend games, but can be at the team facility on a, quote, reasonable basis for workouts, meetings, and other permitted non-football activities. The NFL says they'll continue to review the matter. The 49ers selected Foster in the first round of the 2017 draft. He was arrested in Tampa, Florida on Saturday night, less than 24 hours before the 49ers faced the Buccaneers. And congratulations to the Mobile Sports Authority and everyone involved in the Gulf Coast Challenge for winning Sports Destination Management's 2018 Champions of Economic Impact in Sports Tourism Award. The inaugural Gulf Coast Challenge was held September 22nd at Ladd Peebles Stadium. With Alabama A&M taking on Southern University, more than 23,000 people attended the game, and plenty more were out there tailgating in the parking lot. The event reportedly brought in over $6.6 million to the Mobile economy. So congrats again to the Mobile Sports Authority. 10 minutes till 7 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 with 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. We've got delays from airport near Providence Hospital, Dauphin, and also Moffitt 65. They've got an accident right by the Hardee's. Are moving into a parking lot. Steady ride so far downtown across the Bayway and the Causeway from the Eastern Shore. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road in Mobile. They offer more room for you and your family with up to 2,850 square feet. Pre-qualify at MobileHomeCenter.ms. Ask for Vic, Tiff, or Brian. Call 649-2077. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be a little warmer with temperatures in the upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and mild with a few showers and highs around 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
Living and working on the Gulf Coast, we're blessed with beautiful sunny days. But with sunshine comes sun damage. Pro Tent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. So when your factory installed tent fails, call Pro Tent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, Pro Tent has you covered. A gift certificate from Pro Tent Window Tinting is a great gift idea for
for any occasion. Call today, 802-1234. Like us on Facebook to check out our work.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 6:54 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. It is a Wednesday. Our buddy Jeff Poore joins us after 8 o'clock. Lots to talk about with him on the national front. Plus, we'll take you to Birmingham as protests continued there over that shooting after the mall shooting, that Thanksgiving night shooting, and now protesters at the mayor's house there in Hoover. We'll talk more about that coming up. Also, reminder, you got friends, family coming in for the holidays. Time to get the house cleaned up, organized. The first thing you got to do is get rid of the junk. That's when you bring in the pros. And my buddy Trey with 1-800-GOT-JUNK, making junk disappear with a quickness. He's doing that in Mobile, Baldwin counties. He's doing it for commercial properties, residential properties, inside your house, up in the attic, outside your house. Maybe you get a storage unit, and you've been paying dutifully on that storage unit for all these years, and you probably have no idea what you have in there. Well, it's time to save that money each month. Get rid of that junk and do it with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or pick up the phone and give them a call at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. I love this, too. They're going to give you an appointment time and a date, not a spectrum of time. They know you're busy as well, and they'll be there. They'll quote you a price, and if you say yes, that's the price you pay, whether the job turns out to be bigger than they thought it was or not. Once again, check them out online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or pick up the phone and call them at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. All right, it's that time of year again. No, not Christmas. When the folks release the most popular baby names.
Okay, great. Okay,
2018 yeah. baby names. And I don't know if y'all have been having these discussions.
Well, we're just getting closer and closer. Oh, you mean us personally.
Yes, yeah.
I was thinking just in general, America is moving more towards the Marvel character universe. I think we're going to hear more Thors, more... who else do we have up there? You got Loki...
Yes. Now we're just
Iron
talking
Man.
About... Well, yeah, other than that, I mean, Norse mythology is cool, but the Iron Man, little Iron Man Sullivan, there he is.
We've got ours named. It'll be interesting to see if it's
okay,
on the list.
Here we go.
Okay.
So, Baby Center dropped their annual list of the most popular baby names, and the winners for 2018 are Sophia for girls and Jackson for boys.
Okay.
Both Sophia and Jackson aren't strangers to the list. This is the 9th consecutive year at being the top choice for parents for Sophia, and Jackson, 6th year running for boys. The rise of some of this year's names are thanks to Fortnite online video game. Fortnite is... Okay, Ramirez jumped 57% for boys. I guess that's a name in Fortnite.
Okay.
And the Kardashian-Jenner family...
Oh, no.
Yes, is having an influence here. First-time mom Kylie Jenner's daughter's name is Stormy with an I.
Mm-hmm.
That rose 63%.
Are we sure it's the Jenners that got Stormy back on the list? There is another Stormy that's been in the news.
You're not saying Daniels, are
Yes,
you?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
People's Zen and natural lifestyle has also influenced baby names this year. Peace was up 66% for baby girls. Ocean up 31% for baby boys. Emerson and Weston closed out 2018's list at being the least popular names, although Emerson was listed under the girls category, oddly enough. So there you go. Popular names for girls: Sophia, Olivia, Emma, Ava, Isabella, Aria, and Riley. For the boys: Jackson, Liam, Noah, Aiden, Caden, Grayson, and Lucas. And we'll be right back, y'all.